Welcome to the Volleyball Life Podcast from Gold Medal Square, and I'm Chris McGown, and yes, my voice is extra deep this week. I spent a couple of 10-hour gym days back-to-back in Northern Virginia with NVVA and Rodrigo Gomez and their club, and got to coach some fun teams, but it'll do a number on your voice. So here we are. In any case, our guest today is Chris Thomas. He's the new head coach at the University of Illinois. He just was an assistant with University of Nebraska, where they had gone to, they'd won the national championship and then were in the Final Four last year. He's taken on a new program, and he's the third coach we're talking to in the series of that, what it's like to inherit a program and to be there. Chris, in his particular case, is a first-time head coach, and he talks a little bit about that and a little bit about his priorities and kind of his intentions and his approach going into a new program, meeting the athletes, and figuring out what the best way to proceed is. We think you'll love the program. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy the show. All right, welcome back to the Volleyball Life Podcast. I'm Chris McGown, and joining me, as we talked about, is Chris Thomas, the new head coach at the University of Illinois. Chris, how's it going?
I'm doing well. A little busy, a little overwhelmed, but it's been really good.
I have to imagine, when you say a little busy, I for sure know the feeling. Just I remember first time I got a head coaching job, just this overwhelming feeling of trying to, I don't know, figure everything out, exactly what's going on, what's required. It's that can get pretty intense.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, everyone's always told me it's just a whole nother world. And I just had a baby in January, too. So that didn't make it any easier. But the best way I can describe it is you're having a baby. I mean, everyone tells you how difficult it is, your life's going to change and all this, you know, all this stuff about that. And you don't really realize it until you're actually given the program, and it's, you need to, like you said, figure all these things out. It's not just about maybe coaching or working with your small group anymore. You're, all of a sudden, you know, everyone needs your attention, and you need to address a lot of things that administratively and on the court, you, all of a sudden you go from having, you know, a couple players that you manage in your position to having, you know, 9, 10, 11, you know, plus people, depending on your roster size, you know, just taking care of everyone, making sure everyone knows that you're available and there for them. So,
yeah. So tell me a little bit about how this went down. I know, obviously, having worked a lot with you guys at Nebraska, that you were tied in there pretty tightly, and you'd been great for them, and they'd done from our conversations a wonderful job of taking care of you there. But suddenly now you're not there. So how'd that all go down?
Yeah, it wasn't really on my radar, actually, and I was at a tournament recruiting with Nebraska a couple weeks prior to the initial conversation with Illinois, and people were asking me, hey, you know, are you going to go for the job? Are you looking at this job, that job? And I was like, no, you know, I'm pretty good, and we had a good relationship with John, and he was great to us, and, you know, we had a nice situation just kind of where we were set up, and kind of like I just explained, it had a little bit more of a limited role, so it gave me a lot more time to spend with my family, and I was just in a good spot. And obviously, Nebraska's kind of one of the top programs in the country, or is one of the top programs in the country, and we were very comfortable. But, you know, I got the phone call, or I got an email saying, hey, would you like to interview? And I told John that I was going to be at Nebraska for an extended period of time. And I called John, or actually texted him. And all I texted him was, hey, you have a second. And he goes, is it Illinois or Hawaii? I said, well, it's Illinois. I said, how'd you know? Did someone call you and tell you they're going to call me? He's like, nope, I just had a feeling they would contact you. So I got an email, and John and I talked it out. And John just said, you know, normally if it was any other job, I would say, yeah, you should stay here. But, you know, these jobs don't open up very often, and you should go. You said you're ready, and you should go check it out and see what they have to say. So he really encouraged me to go look at that, and kind of went from there, and phone interview on Tuesday, They flew me out on Wednesday, interviewed all Wednesday and into Thursday, and then they hired me at the end of or they gave me the offer at the end of Thursday afternoon. So from Monday to Thursday, that's pretty much what was my time frame for getting this job.
Not
very unexpected.
Yeah, not no time at all. That's amazing. And just a couple of thoughts. Number one is, and you'll find it out yourself now in a hurry, but part of being a big time program, if you're the head coach there, the expectation is that your assistants are going to move on. And it's pretty rare that really high quality assistants like you stay in a program for a long period of time because there's going to be interest from other people. And so the fact that you guys were able to be together for a few years and kind of do that was pretty special. But yeah, it's, I think that's just the way of life, in big time college coaching is your assistants are going to move on. And just, I think people are probably prepared for that.
Yeah.
And then the other thought is, as you were evaluating the opportunity, you know, they flew you out. What were the meetings like? What were the things that you needed on your end to kind of know or to get a feel for to be able to make, this decision? You know, you always kind of want to feel like, hey, I know enough now that I can make a good decision based on all everything that I've got going. What, when you went out there, they were trying to learn about you, obviously, to some degree, but also I think you're trying to learn about them. What was the things that you were trying to learn?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the big question, I probably met with 15 or 16 different people when I was here, academics, administration, people that work in our medicine department. And the question I got from everyone was, why Illinois? Why did I want to come here? And, you know, I answered the way I did. And then I kind of reversed it on them and I asked them why Illinois, you know, why should I come here? And so they gave me, you know, some good answers. The answers that I got, you know, throughout the whole time was, hey, the people here are amazing. And we have a new AD or a newer AD who has been here for a year. And they said his vision and the way he's executing it is really good. And I think when you're looking at a program, you want an AD who believes in not only you, but you want someone who is, you know, kind of there for your whole department and will support every program that you have and will just kind of uplift everyone in the department, not just concerned about volleyball, but cares for all sports, because it just helps, you know, boost the morale and everyone's happy about what they're doing. And it's a place where everyone wants to be. So I think that was kind of the bigger issue that I was looking at. And like I said, our situation in Nebraska was very comfortable. And that was probably the hardest part about leaving Nebraska, is that we knew we had a great situation there. And we just had to have that same feeling when we came here. And it happened. So and I'm here. I'm glad we did it. So
that's interesting. And so I think one of the things that I've heard, I don't know, just when evaluating these kind of jobs, as job opportunities have come up, I've heard, you know, people give advice to other people about these sort of things. And effectively the sum of the advice is, are you heading into a situation where you can be successful? And for you, you know, I'm going to go on a limb, make some assumptions here, but for Illinois, it's got to mean, are we in a situation where we can compete for national championships? And what were the indicators that might be the case?
Yeah, I think some of the indicators, you know, kind of how our recruiting works is we're way far away from the next class coming in. And we're always looking at that age range, whether good or bad, that's just the way it is. And so you're kind of looking to what the future plan is for facilities and for, you know, what's your academic program, and kind of you're always looking at how you can recruit to the area. And, you know, we're at a top 10 public institution in the United States in terms of just their overall academics, and they excel in business and engineering, and they're very good in those fields. So you want to always look at what the academic profile is, because at the end of the day, you know, the players that we coach have to get jobs after they're done volleyball. Volleyball doesn't last forever. It's a big part of what they're going to do in college. But I think the academic portion is a huge chunk. And if I were a parent, I would make sure that my son or daughter would take a look at that, you know, very seriously when they were making the decision. Secondly, I think you're just looking, again, the kind of what they are looking at to to improve your current situation, and then and just kind of how, what the plans are, you know, what they're going to do. Not that it needs to be an arms race with facilities and everything like that, because it kind of is right now, but I just think you just have to feel like you're supported and you're going to get what you need to be successful, and, you know, make sure that your travel is set up properly, and your people that are working here are good in their fields, and you're just kind of looking at the whole package when you're talking about all that stuff. But I think, you know, coming from men's volleyball, we don't get a lot in general. So I would have felt comfortable in a lot of different situations. And I feel that that kind of just prepared me for being anywhere, really. And we'd bounced around. If you look at my resume, we'd bounced around quite a bit. It was never planned that way, but I'd worked with some programs that had literally nothing. And then I've also worked at the top where we've had everything. And the court's still 900 square feet, and that's still the same height. It's still the same game. It's just, you know, some extra stuff here and there is great, but I also think it is still about the people and how good the people are that surround you and your program.
All right. So as you got to meet the athletes, you know, and started getting about the business of volleyball, what was your process there? What were your priorities?
Well, unfortunately, we're in the transfer era as well. So my first priority was obviously to meet the team, the current team. And the second priority was to talk to all the recruits that were incoming. And we have nine of them this year. We have nine here and we have nine incoming, which is a fairly large group to come in 1 year. And luckily, I've had to do that twice in my career, but once at UC Riverside and once at Cal Poly. So I have some experience with that.
Are all nine incoming freshmen, or are there some transfers combined with those nine?
I'm a freshman.
Nine incoming freshmen. All right.
Yeah. So good luck to me. No, it'll be fine. So my first priority was just to say, hey, I'm here. I'm the coach. You know, this is my kind of what I think about the sport and how we're going to operate, and maybe some certain system things that that we would maybe implement and that I would want to do with them. And then, you know, just to kind of address those things to the larger group. And then probably right after that, I started connecting with everyone individually to make sure that they were good and, you know, they knew who I was. And it wasn't like, hey, are you going to stay? It was just more like, hey, this is what I think. And I think the good thing about transitioning from Nebraska to here is that I had intimate knowledge of what they did last year, over the last 2 years. And having been at Minnesota before, I kind of knew the system that they were running. And, you know, I had definitely had my ideas of how I would change that. And I kind of explained that to them. And I think they've been on board with the changes that we've done in the gym. And they're on board with that when I explained it. And then we've had a few weeks to work in the gym, and we've been making improvements, which is great to see. And I think that's a big deal as well. So you just kind of make sure everyone feels good about what's going on. You know, I just have to be there to support them and be available to them if they need to talk to me. So far, so good.
Yeah, I was kind of chuckling, thinking to myself, you know, like how you've seen all these kids play and you know all their strengths and weaknesses. So it must be kind of interesting. You know, you've seen hours and hours of film about all of them to go into meetings and go, yeah, you know, your slide footwork in row five isn't very good. And yeah. So when you went about the process of getting to know the athletes, and obviously, you know, it's going to be ongoing, but was there anything deliberate that you know, kind of specifically, I want to do, you know, this kind of, you know, have this kind of meeting or ask these kind of questions, or was it just much more, hey, we're going to put ourselves in close proximity in a room together and just kind of talk and see where it goes?
Yeah, I actually had a list of five questions that I came. I say, I just want to meet you guys for like 10 minutes each, and I'm just going to ask you five questions. And I think it was, what are the one to two best things about the program? What are the one or two worst things about the program? What do you need from us what do you need from me as a head coach or us as a staff? Who are the leaders on this team? And kind of what happened, in your opinion, what happened last year? I don't think they missed the playoffs, and they you know, they kind of had a underperforming year. So I asked them those five questions, and after kind of observing, you know, all of that, and then I told them, I'd say I would take about 2 weeks to observe what's going on here, and then we'll have meetings as time goes on, and I just kind of address maybe bigger issues of what the biggest answer I got from what are the worst things, or what happened last year was the lack of trust and communication. So I can address that to the whole team, and so you just kind of go about and you're trying to attack the important things first, and then I think the rest of the stuff will sort itself out. But yeah, definitely individually first, and then address them as a team for team issues.
Okay, and so moving forward, as you obviously there's a lot more to go. When do you guys start your spring block, 20-hour block?
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away from that. So I think I want to say March 14th, 15th weekend, whatever that is.
So you're pretty close to kind of jumping into that. What are your priorities as you start moving into that block, based on what you've seen to date and kind of what you know about the athletes, and what are the big things that you guys will be working on?
Well, I think one is we have a very small group here. We got 9 kids, and I've actually done that at Cal Poly with 7 when we had a spring. So I think kind of just improving the individual first would be a high priority for me. And so we have our two hour weeks. And so we've done that, and we're just working on technique. We're not really competing that much right now. Luckily we do have one person in every position. I have a setter, I have an outside, I have 3 pin hitters, I've got 2 middles, and I've got 3 DSs. So luckily we have those positions to work on team items. But for right now, we're just kind of working on, hey, this is what I want our passing to look like. Let's make a little more angles here. Let's get off, some of these things that maybe you've done before. Blocking wise, we're probably going to maybe scheme a little bit more than read. Attacking wise, let's have a nice double arm lift, and just kind of emphasizing those things right now. And then as we get into full on spring, we'll put, probably a lot of situational training. Let's run the gap go and defend it pretty much.
Yeah.
And work on that. But right now it's just exciting. Kind of like I said, on the overwhelming side, that you get the end of this job to coach volleyball, but as you start this and we're in a big recruiting phase, you have as little time as possible to think about volleyball. You don't get to plan practice as much as you would want to. But I think it's been good, and the girls have been responsive to what we've been doing right now. So
when you started looking at filling out your staff, what was your thought process there? What were you looking for in terms of, just people that I want around me, in terms of skill set, in terms of personality, in terms of, abilities? What were the important things for you there?
Yeah, I think the best staffs that I've been on are just the ones that trust each other the most. And we are an example for how we want our team to operate. So if I want our team to operate with open and honest communication, I need a staff that's going to have open and honest communication with me. And they're able to see that as something that they can follow. So that was probably the biggest thing for me. So I was lucky enough that Jason Mansfield was here. He had been at Stanford for 14, 15 years, and I had known him and his brother for about the same amount of time. And so he luckily had, wanted to stay, and the girls liked him, and it was an easy decision just to retain him. So he's on staff. And then my other assistant coach just got announced, I think, 5 minutes ago. So her name's Rashinda Reed. I played professionally the same year with her in Finland. And we met there. We didn't really hang out that much there, but we started coaching the same year. And kind of as we went along our coaching paths, we had connected over kind of philosophy of how to operate within teams and style of play and some other things. But I think she'll be a great recruiting coordinator for me. She's very personable, and she's very organized. So I think that will help me a lot, too. Our data volley and our Dovo is Jenny Bolduc, who used to help out with the national team back in 2011 and 12, I believe. And as you know, my wife was on the national team, Jen Thomas, or Jen Joins at the time. And so we had some familiarity with her. And that's great because, I just think it helps. And I know she's very good at what she does. And she also, will tell you like it is, which is great to have. And then who's going to fill out my staff was going to be my wife, Jen. And she's going to be our volunteer assistant. And I always tell people we got the best volunteer assistant in the country. So She was a 2008 Olympian, and obviously I trust her more than anyone. So it'll be nice staff in that regard.
Yeah. Speaking of volunteer coaches, you know, it was always, I always wondered a little bit about that when I was at BYU, because I wondered if they really just wanted my dad that came right as the volunteer assistant, or if they wanted me, you know? And so, you gotta be asking yourself, do they really just want Jen in here, or do they actually want me?
Yeah, well, that's a valid question, and my answer is I don't care. I got
it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. I think, you know, you're just looking at trying to do the best you can with what you got, and I think Jen and I together, again, it just kind of goes to, it's a good example. And if I was an outsider looking in, I'd say, yeah, it's a married couple. We're not working full time together, so there's no concern where it's like, oh, we're gonna, you know, kind of going off on our own, and we're very aware of that when we're working together too. We don't, it's not like we're not married on when we coach, believe me. So we're good enough about separating that out. But I think it's also good and it's healthy for the team to see an example of a healthy relationship. And again, if I'm outside looking in, or if I'm a parent looking for someone to come here to Illinois, then hey, I would want to send my son or daughter to the situation where you had a married couple working and obviously showing how communication and ultimately love should work. So
yeah, that's awesome. As you get going here with the new staff, are you guys doing anything in terms of just, you know, trying to become better as a staff together, any kind of, for lack of a better word, management training, or just, you know, I hate these terms, team building, that sort of thing. But if nothing else, just kind of trying to learn more about each other and do things. You doing anything deliberate on that end?
Yeah, I think right now it's just, we're in the phase of getting to know each other on a deeper level. And that's just hanging out. It's, you know, going on recruiting trips and, you know, going to have dinner and meeting together for maybe a couple drinks later at night and just kind of talking shop, really. And I always think the best way to do it is, you know, put people who have the same passion in the same room and let them go, you know, and it's not really, hey, we need to talk about this. And, you know, we're in the office for a decent amount of hours, but we get a lot of work done, and then we kind of meet after hours. And that's when we actually talk about a lot of things that we're going to do. At some point we are going to sit down and talk about, hey, what terminology we're going to use. Let's make sure we're talking the same way, give them the same message. Keep me posted on any meetings with players or anything like that. But for right now, it's just kind of a, let's be, you know, united and our passion for the sport right now. So,
all right. Fun stuff. Well, I really appreciate your time. I know you're getting after it, busy here. Where can we find out more about Illinois volleyball?
Yeah, you can come to our website. I believe it's fightingalumni.com, and follow me on Twitter. I'm at Coach Thomas. And I try to keep it fun on Twitter. You know, some of the girls are already been ribbing them a little bit on Twitter, so you can follow me there. And I think, you know, now that we're in an age of information, so there's a wealth of stuff out there that you can follow us, you know, at Illini Volleyball for Twitter and all everything else that's out there. So yeah, just take a look, and if you want to contact me, say hi. I'm cthomas@illinois.edu, and it's TAMAS, just so we're not confused. But I'm just excited for everything, and I appreciate the time. And the more we can kind of get the word out there about us and who we are, it's good for us and good for the sport. So I appreciate the time, and I know you guys have done a lot for me over my course of my coaching career as well. So I appreciate you guys doing this.
Yeah. You know, when I heard about this, I was really, really excited for you. And I can't wait to see all the good stuff that's going to happen up there, and looking forward to, yeah, just watching you and seeing it go. So thanks again for your time, and best of luck. We'll be in touch.
All right. Appreciate it, Chris.
Yeah. See ya.
If you want more podcasts, video, articles, and other volleyball instructional resources, you can find us at goldmedalsquare.com, on our YouTube channel, on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for the latest interviews, news, and other promotions. Thanks for listening, and we hope to meet you in person at one of our camps or clinics.